With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. Governor Polis earlier today gave the latest updates on the coronavirus in Colorado. 1,091 people have died from the virus statewide, but the governor says that the number of serious COVID-19 cases appears to be steadily falling. He also spoke about today being declared a day to honour those who have died from COVID-19. Steve Miller has more.
The state capitol, along with cities, counties, and other organizations, will be turning their lights red at 7 p.m. to honor the more than 1,000 Coloradans who have died. The state is encouraging buildings and businesses across the state to turn their lights red as well, and for police and fire departments to turn their lights on at 7 p.m. for 1 minute. Coloradans can participate by wearing their protective masks for a minute of silence to show that they are doing their part to save lives. Governor Polis said that the main reason Coloradans will honor the over 1,000 lives lost here in the state was because victims' family and friends were not able to have proper last rites and funerals for them. He added that this is also for friends and neighbors who are struggling in these trying times, and to let them know that they are not alone. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The American Civil Liberties Union is suing the city of Colorado Springs and three police officers, saying that they engaged in racial profiling and biased policing. The suit centers on Corey Barnes, a black man who lives in Colorado Springs, who was detained and handcuffed and searched by police in May of 2018. The suit says he was detained without cause, handcuffed without justification, and searched illegally. The lawsuit says that even after a fellow officer advised that Mr. Barnes was not the suspect that the police were looking for, officers failed to release him and instead kept him handcuffed and searched his pockets and wallet and then called in warrant check before ultimately releasing him. The ACLU says that the officers then wrote deliberately misleading reports claiming that they released him when they learned he was not the suspect. The lawsuit was filed in federal district court in Denver today, and it charges that violations of the Fourth Amendment, which forbids unreasonable detentions, handcuffing and searches, as well as the Equal Protection Clause, which prohibits racial discrimination.